29-year-old South Sudanese student John Mathiang has been studying in Cuba while battling a mental illness called schizophrenia, a medical condition that affects a person's ability to think, feel, and behave properly. Doctors diagnosed him with the disease in 2018. Mathiang has received no support from his family in South Sudan, according to fellow students who are taking care of him. African, Asian, and the Caribbean Students Associations began a crowdsourcing campaign among students to raise money for Mathiang's return trip to South Sudan and for his medication, and have so far raised a little more than $2,200. Haidnesh Akrizo, a student from neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo and the leader of the African Students Union in Cuba, says the money will be used to buy a plane ticket home for Mathiang. Akrizo says African students in Cuba are helping Mathiang because they know he needs to be in the care of his family as he fights schizophrenia.
The second reason is the lack of resources of his family and the standby of the reply from your government. So as an organization, it was very important and indispensable for you to look for other alternatives. We have responsibilities to integrate, to support, defend all African students in the Iceland.
David Kokulo Sumo Jr., a fourth-year medical student from Liberia and an executive member of the African Students Union in Cuba, says helping Mathiang was important to him because he is aware that sometimes African governments send students for studies abroad but then abandon them.
They send us to Cuba or other parts of the world to study, but they don't care about the next problem. They don't care about how you eat. They don't care about how things are. And then things become difficult sometimes, but there's no one around to help. All they say is that they give you scholarship. So coming together as African students, coming together as family is very important because we are the same people that will help one another to solve our own problems.
Kagiso Anthony Mabale, a third-year South African medical student in Cuba, describes Mathiang as a good-hearted, humble, and a respectful person who needs help. Mabale tells South Sudan in Focus that some Africans studying abroad experience hardships that they cannot overcome on their own.
Through the African Union, we became a family, and we can help each other as students, as Africans, as brothers and sisters without considering the nationality. And as South Africans, we were instilled with the spirit of Ubuntu, a spirit to be helpful to one another, and we saw that our brother is in need.
Mabale says it's important for African students studying in foreign countries to not only help each other in times of need, but also to motivate each other to be better people. Akius Makasa, a Burundian medical student at the Latin American School of Medicine in Cuba, says he decided to help Mathiang because the two became friends since he began attending school in Cuba more than 3 years ago.
I think solidarity should be one of the values which characterize young people, especially nowadays, in order to face all the challenges of our humanity, like poverty, hunger, etc. Because with solidarity, I think we'll be able to help each other indifferently and contribute to make the world a better place.
Some of the 11 South Sudanese students in Cuba graduated last year. Others graduated in August this year, but are stranded in Cuba without money for airfare to come home. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.